And once again, coast to coast on Cherry's Grapevine on the air. Yep. Grapes, last week we talked about the late Bill Hunter, Wild Bill
Hunter.
You
read his book? I read his book, boy, I'll tell you. His book is as good as his life.
1972, of course, he started the Edmonton Oilers. But what I want to talk about, he did so much. The mascot in Edmonton, they've never had one, it's a lynx, is called Hunter, named after Wild Bill. But I want to take a break. You mentioned that he had offered you the job as head coach, had the NHL, St. Louis gone to Saskatoon. We'll take a break, talk about it after this.
You must remember that I would believe I was blackballed in the National Hockey League, and you're going to say, why? Well, when I left Boston, I went down guns blazing. Like, what you're supposed to say when you're fired? I'd like to really thank the organization and the general manager and the owner for firing me, but yes, because I've learned a lot, and they giving me my—that's how you're supposed to do it. Thank you very much. And then when I went down in Colorado, Ray Miron, and they had a vote in the paper. They said, should Don Cherry leave? And it was 3,000 and over 3,000 they put it in. He should stay. And 52, he should be fired. And I said, I didn't know Ray Miron had 52 friends. Anyhow, I've been fired. And Bill, you know, he came to me and he says, look, I am going to get this franchise. I said, Bill, you're not going to. He says, I'm telling you, St. Louis is on the ropes. They have no money. He says, I've got the building. You've got to fly out here. I flew out to Saskatoon. Beautiful building. I said, Bill, you got to have about 15, 16,000 people. It's only about 10,000. He says, I can put seats up here. I can put seats here. And we're this close to getting it. So I going along with it. I'll be there. I'll be the coach. Never dreaming. Little did I know, he was one step away from getting the St. Louis Blues. He was almost there, and somebody stepped in. I forget, it was Perina, I think, or somebody in St. Louis stepped in and got the club. Or right now, they'd have this, and the league couldn't stop them, eh? Brian, right now, I know he couldn't take the Blades because that's a junior club, but I'll tell you something. Can you imagine him and I? We'd have packed that joint. And because out west, they travel. They'll have 200 miles to a game. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, they do it for football, and they travel 400 or 500 miles to,
yeah,
go to see
don't
the
mind.
Rough Riders.
They listen, that's nothing to them. We'd have been smoking out there right now, and Bill, I'll tell you, boy, Wild Bill, he lived up to his name. He was a beauty.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
I tell you, not only Saskatoon, but you talk about travel, Regina, Estevan, Yorkton. That province, Prince Albert, would have never been the same had you and Hunter landed in Saskatoon. And it's hockey country, Don.
What do you mean that province had never been the same? The NHL had never been the same.